A scandal over PTSD diagnosis at Madigan Army Hospital near Tacoma has triggered an Army-wide Inspector General investigation. That's according to the Secretary of the Army, John McHugh. He was questioned at length today by Washington Senator Patty Murray. She noted that 40% of soldiers who were evaluated by a special psychiatric team at Madigan had their post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis downgraded or reversed.
Over 4 in 10 of our service members, many who were already being treated for PTSD and were due the benefits and care that came with that diagnosis, had it taken away by that unit. And then they were sent back into the force or into their community.
Some of those soldiers are now getting re-evaluated at Walter Reed Army Hospital near Washington, D.C. There are indications that doctors at Madigan may have considered the cost of a PTSD diagnosis when determining a soldier's condition. The psychiatric team has been suspended from conducting screenings pending the outcome of an investigation. There is no evidence at this point that Staff Sergeant Robert Bales was screened for PTSD at Madigan. He's the soldier accused of massacring 16 Afghan civilians.